From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The late Senator Edward Kennedy was honored earlier this evening with a three-volley salute fired by a rifle squad. Kennedy has been buried at Arlington National Cemetery near his two brothers. NPR's Pam Fassler reports.
The burial took place on a hillside overlooking the Capitol. It was a place where Senator Kennedy often came to mourn the deaths of his brothers, President John F. Kennedy and Senator Robert F. Kennedy. He was buried at a site nearby, marked with a simple white cross. Tens of thousands paid tribute in recent days to the Massachusetts Democrat and his long career promoting legislation to help the poor and disadvantaged. He was also much beloved by Senate colleagues and aides, many of whom lined the steps of the Capitol as his funeral motorcade stopped there on its way to the cemetery. The crowd, which included hundreds of tourists, greeted the senator's remains and the Kennedy family with extended applause. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
One of Ted Kennedy's nieces says his death could provide momentum to efforts to overhaul the nation's health care system. In an interview with Maria Shriver, it's set to air Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press. Such efforts were blasted at the latest rally sponsored by conservative activists following up on the so-called Tea Party protests. A cross-country bus tour is promoting a smaller federal government and lower taxes. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
The latest stop for the Tea Party Express was Elko, Nevada. The bus tour is sponsored by a conservative political action committee. Speakers at the rally criticized the state's senior senator, Harry Reid, who recently said he supports a public option for health care insurance. Deborah King of Elko says lawmakers should tear up the proposal in Congress and leave the current system alone. She says voters in this part of the country are ready to get rid of Democrats in office.
We have a Senator Harry Reid. We have Nancy Pelosi out there. And those are the two I want to see gone. I'm sorry. They are not representative of the people of this country.
King's husband David said he came to the rally because he doesn't feel conservative voices are being heard in Washington now. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Elko, Nevada.
Flames are crackling in California. Robert Brady of the U.S. Forest Service says a wildfire in the San Gabriel Mountains north of Los Angeles grew sharply in size Saturday.
Went from about 5,000 acres to an approximation of 20,000 acres. Spread almost in all directions, causing numerous evacuations.
That fire is threatening thousands of homes. It has destroyed at least three. You're listening to NPR News. Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company and the United Steelworkers of America have reached a tentative contract agreement. The agreement was reached about 3 hours before a Saturday deadline. Rank-and-file union members still need to ratify it. It would cover more than 10,000 employees in seven states. In Japan, voters are casting their ballots in a landmark election. Opinion polls show they look set to end more than half a century of unbroken conservative rule. NPR's Louisa Lim reports.
As voters cast their ballots, they may be taking part in little more than an electoral revolution. Opinion surveys have consistently shown the opposition Democratic Party of Japan will win by a landslide. But this centrist party is totally untested in power. The ruling Liberal Democratic Party has governed Japan since 1955 for all but 11 months. However, Japanese voters are frustrated by the party's perceived lack of leadership, its bureaucratic bungles and the country's poor economy. The opposition challenger, Yukio Hatoyama, has been running on an Obama-inspired campaign of change. He's vowed to try to have a more equal, less subservient relationship with the US. Analysts expect turnout at this election to be extremely high. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Tokyo.
There are renewed concerns that opponents of Afghan President Hamid Karzai may not accept the results of the country's election if he emerges with more than 50% of the vote. That would be enough to avoid a runoff against his top challenger, and with the votes tallied from a little more than a third of the polling places, Karzai is within reach of that mark. His opponent, though, is renewing charges of fraud, and Western diplomats have said that it's still too close to say whether Karzai can avoid a second round. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.